Classic business, education and training.
I'm reading the World Bank's country assessment, which was published recently, and no surprises that it points to the poor state of South Africa's education as one of the key structural constraints to eradicating poverty and creating a conducive employment environment. And the ever-increasing needs of learners and educators, the customers in this equation, also have to be overlaid against this national backdrop. Customers want cost-effective, convenient, on-demand access to learning, and they want learning tools and all of the support that goes with it. And their need for simplicity and increased productivity, I don't think, is being heard by the sector. We see players largely disparate, fragmented, and unable to offer any meaningful converged learning education solutions. And we often hear education, edutech, is it the new fintech? It's one of the phrases that I hear a lot. And while many solutions have been recommended, the CEO of Africa's leading finance and education fund management expert, Fundi, argues that if we're going to disrupt our own status quo, we really need to rethink education and support the move towards a learning ecosystem. This digital narrative and the pervasive of technology and where we find it is everywhere. So it's a great pleasure to talk about edutech and to welcome Lucretia Khumalo, the managing executive of Fundi. Lucretia, welcome.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you for having me.
And Professor Duan van der Westhuizen, who's the HOD of the Department of Mathematics, Science, Technology and Computer Education at UJ, which is almost my alma mater. I went to RA, Professor, so great to have you in studio.
Yeah, thank you. I also went to RA.
Now, Lucretia, with education such a crucial enabler, and arguably it's one of today's most effective equalizers in the economy, if we want people to migrate up and give them opportunity, education has got to be at the center of all of it. But our current definition of what constitutes education, in inverted commas, I think is a little bit outdated and antiquated and, in fact, limited. How should we be looking at education in the digital age?
Education is, I mean, for the most part, it's the what people think education is. It's the traditional schooling system, the traditional university system. But education, in fact, is not that. If you think about what you studied in university and what you're doing now, you're applying very little of what you actually studied. If you think about what you studied at school, you think about mathematics and all those concepts, although they teach you how to reason, you're applying very little. What are you applying in the workplace? You're applying what you have learned. So what we're doing at Fundi is we're redefining education and saying it's about lifelong learning, and it's more about acquiring skills to do things and to make a difference in society. So we need to move away from the traditional way in which we define education and more into a learning system, which then means that learning happens all the time, and it happens from different angles and from different sources, which is where edutech comes into play.
How would you define edutech? Because it's a bit of a loosely defined term in my mind.
I mean, it has a lot of definitions and a lot of people use it differently, but it is really about bringing education or bringing learning to the person that's requiring that learning. I remember that when I was in high school, I used to watch SABC, and there was that old professor Will Smith, that's the one. So today what we have is we have a learning all the time. You know, you could go and you could ask yourself, how do you fix a light bulb on the roof? You just open YouTube and you learn, and so now you know how to do it. So education is about that, or rather learning is about that, learning new skills that are relevant to the work that you're doing all the time, and also about things that you're just curious about.
Which does mean that, and I love the fact that you referenced what we've learnt in school and whether or not at university and whether or not we're still using it. I often say to myself, wow, 20 years out of high school and another day that I haven't found a use for trigonometry, for example, in my particular career.
Yes.
And I suppose that's heretical to say in front of a maths professor, but Professor van der Westhuizen, if we've got this need for current and future generations of learners demanding learning that speaks to them in a far more holistic way, always on being able to go on to, as Peter Terry would say, hey, Dr. Google, and find out how you do things. What does that mean for educators and education as a sector?
I think there needs to be a complete rethink of how people view education. We are all very used to a content delivery type of mode of education where teachers would read from textbooks to children, or to learners, I shouldn't say children, to learners, It's about content delivery, and we need to change this mindset, to use information appropriately, to develop critical thinking skills. Today we speak of 21st century skills. Those kind of things are that kind of mindset, the digital mindset, needs to be developed.
For me, a big part of this as well, Lucretia, is developing the skills that will enable people to navigate the information age. Mm-hmm. We have fake news, we have fake content all over the place. It's the big buzzword of the moment. So developing those critical, those core critical thinking skills to be able to be digitally savvy navigators of the digital highway must be key.
That is absolutely key. I mean, I just think about when I was in university, I remember the first few years it was about rote learning. And then later on, when the digital age came to be, the lecturers started to say, okay, well, now we're going to do open book exams, which means it's more important that you learn and understand the concepts and you know where to find the information and you know how to not reference fake news. So it's about creating people who are critical thinkers, who are curious, who are also able to discern between what is fact and what is fiction, and able to know which documents look like fact and which ones are just fiction.
Now, I've never met a teacher who doesn't value creativity, curiosity, collaboration, all of those things. Why is it that those things seem to be so devoid in so many of our classrooms? Professor?
I'm not sure if I agree with that. I think many teachers are teach to them trick curriculum, end of the exams, and it's pretty much based on rote learning. And it's very seldom that I think that we see deliberate efforts at creativity.
Why is that, Lucretia? From Fundy's perspective, what are you seeing in the marketplace? And let's bring technology to bear on this. How are we using technology to improve outcomes?
And the big thing that we're doing, you know, it was interesting when you read out what we've been saying, and we're saying that education is difficult. It's hard. It's hard to find information. It's hard to find the right things. It's hard to find the right books and the right journals. In fact, when you go on Google, the stuff that you will find, it's the free stuff that's not really the factual stuff that you're looking for. So what we're doing is we're partnering with as many role players in the ecosystem to create the single source of all this information, but to try and work with people that, you know, provide books, you know, content, like proper books and journals in one place, so that if you do need information about anything, you'll be able to access it. So that's the role that we're playing. And I think that's the difficulty. Information is everywhere, but it's nowhere. That's what I say. It's everywhere, but it's nowhere. Because if you look for something, you know, if you go to look for a journal, for example, if you Google something, the journal will come up, but you have to click and then you have to pay and then you have to subscribe to something. So in the end, you'll just go to the easy one, which is maybe Wikipedia, which perhaps is not the factual one. So I think that's the disparity. We do need to create an environment where it's an ecosystem and it's easy to find information.
And also the infrastructure that then underpins that.
Absolutely.
As well. So connectivity is a key issue.
Yeah.
How do we ensure that we have blanket coverage to even our most remote and rural schools? And as you say, curating the correct curricula as well. I had a very interesting conversation with a chap from IQ Business about the role that virtual reality is starting to play in the classroom. Mm. And some really dynamic learning outcomes as a result of learners being able to put on a VR goggle and go to the moon or travel down an artery and actually really immerse themselves in something. And the beauty of that technology is actually it doesn't require connectivity because you can upload it onto a device, but that still has to happen somewhere. Mm-hmm. So inside the whole ecosystem, we need to see greater convergence. Professor, are you encouraged that we're starting to head there, or are we fragmented, as I said in my introduction?
I think we're very fragmented. I don't think we should start with virtual reality. Schools don't have computers for learners. You know, we don't have the basics in place yet.
And what would those basics be if you were to lay out the basics that we need to see EdTech make the inroads that it can?
I don't think it is tablets. I don't think it's mobile devices. Computers.
Just computers. And as we've seen in Gauteng, Panyaza Lesufi bemoaning the fact that the tablets are just stolen.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's not.
Absolutely. I mean, at Fundi, not even at Fundi, my personal belief is you just need to have a normal, the old laptop, you know, the big one with the big, the one that's heavy to carry. That's the one you need with
that's
the normal
like my
screen. That's the one you need, because it's really, for me, in this country, it's first of all about access, and we haven't got the access bit right. So it's all nice and lovely to then bring in all the fancy gadgets that people can take home. But first of all, we need to create access. We need to train our teachers on how to use technology. We can then use those computers to then go into virtual classrooms where somebody's teaching from the university and they can watch a lesson, a very simple lesson, the same way Will Smith used to do it. I mean, we can go back there.
And in that way, we can tackle some of the capacity constraints that we have from the teaching side of the equation as well. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for, but a very interesting insight into EdTech and the way we can start bringing all of these components together. Lucretia Khumalo, Managing Executive for Fundi, and Professor Duan van der Westhuizen, HOD of the Department of Mathematics, Science, Technology, and Computer Education at UJ.